Okay, progress of the Bosnian, that's good enough. Okay, concerning the Euro integration.
Sure.
If you could please give me the comments regarding the progress of the Bosnian Herzegovina towards the European integrations in the light of the upcoming revision that will be in the first days of the month of October.
As you know, every year the European Commission publishes a progress report on all the candidate and potential candidate countries of the European Union. This includes Bosnia and Herzegovina. We will see on October the 12th the progress report on Bosnia and Herzegovina published, and this will be announced in Brussels and in Sarajevo simultaneously.
And what will this report contain?
Well, the report always contains assessment of the Commission in the different areas against the European Union standards and the European Union acquis. There are a set number of areas that the Commission examines. It's always the same every year. And it notes whether there has been a lot of progress or some progress or no progress in each of those areas. So it's actually quite easy to see kind of what sort of report it will be, in the sense that the Commission very strictly reports progress made in the reporting year, the actions that have been taken. Now obviously most of these will be well known to the public as well.
Can we assume maybe that the report will be positive or negative? What will be the report?
Well, we'll have to see on October the 12th, but as I said, I think the progress that Bosnia has made in the past year is a matter of public knowledge. People can go back to the previous year's progress report, look at the different areas, and the authorities will have announced when they have taken certain actions or passed certain legislation or whatever it is they had to do. So there's no real secret about the progress report, because it's all publicly reportable deeds that are reported in there. But obviously it is for the Commission on the day to give its assessment and to characterise the report.
If we look at the past year in Bosnia and Herzegovina and all that has been happening in the political scene and all the laws that were in the Parliament, can we assume maybe that this report will be negative?
Well, I don't think it's wise to assume anything. It is a very technical report. It's very straightforward. I don't think it should lead to a large value judgment as such, because it simply records what has been done. That is the purpose of the report. So I think it's probably not a useful discussion to get into now in terms of trying to predict what the report will say. It will simply record what has been done.
And what has been done?
Sorry?
And what has been done in the past year?
Well, in the past year there have been some developments. The Commission will note those in the different areas. It obviously covers a wide range of social and economic and political life, but that's for the Commission to say what counts when they publish on October the 12th. They will say what represents progress for the Commission. So, not possible to go into detail today, unfortunately, because we have to leave it to the Commission to say what they have noticed, what they value, what has clearly been done against the criteria, and they'll do that.
If I may interrupt for a second, Kolega Bjelac Branka asked for general information on progress report. Nothing into detail.
Nothing. Okay. Concerning the IPA funds,
yep.
What is the general opinion of the European Commission?
Well, as announced last night, Commissioner Fula is waiting for an information or a notification from the Council of Ministers that an agreement has been reached on a set of projects that all the stakeholders in Bosnia and Herzegovina can support. So that means all the relevant authorities, and the recent problems, of course, have come from some of the authorities saying that they're not able to support the version that was passed by the Council of Ministers. This is important because when there is an agreement on a project list and the IPA funds, the IPA funds are allocated, that then has to be followed by a financing agreement. And with the financing agreement, when the Commission signs it, it has to be sure that the money will be absorbed, that it will be spent on the project, that the project will be implemented, and that there will be accountability for that money. Obviously, if there is doubt about whether, once the financing agreement has been signed, the funds may not be used for whatever reason, or may not be accountable for whatever reason, then obviously it's the responsibility of the Commission to ask questions about whether allocating the funds is a good idea.
How long will the Commissioner wait until the politicians here finally reach some sort of agreement?
Well, he said in the coming days. I can't be more specific than that. It is an urgent matter because the financial planning deadlines are approaching. I think the European Commission and the European Union as a whole hopes that an agreement can be found, because at the end of the day, these projects are projects that will benefit ordinary people in Bosnia and Herzegovina, will hopefully bring improvements in their lives, whether it's improving infrastructure or building capacity in different areas of society. These projects are important, and it would be a real shame if the money was lost.
Would you care to comment on today's session of the federal government for Bosnia and Herzegovina? There was no talk about IPA funding. It seems that BIH politicians are in no rush to reach any sort of agreement, and it may be come to it that we will lose the funds.
Well, it's down to the various authorities involved in the process to act with due speed and to do what's necessary to be done. I mean, from the European Commission's point of view, from the European Union's point of view, what's important is the sustainable agreement. How it is arrived at is down to local authorities, and certainly we wouldn't get into the detail of that now. Although it is important to note, the Commissioner did say in his statement last night that the European Commission is ready to be part of assisting the country in the future to design a system of coordination that works more efficiently than what's in place at present.
Meaning the system of coordination, what do you mean? A new government body for coordination, maybe some sort of new ministry?
Well, I mean, it's not for us to kind of set prescriptions now. I mean, I think first of all there would have to be a review of the current how the current system works, and identification of the strengths and the weaknesses, and then it would be really for the local authorities and institutions to design a solution that everybody will be happy with. The European Commission can certainly make suggestions on efficiency, where more efficiencies can be introduced into the process. This is now how the European Union is working in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and we are here to facilitate and assist the institutions and the democratically elected representatives of the citizens. We're not going to come along with a ready-made solution. Something that's appropriate for this country clearly needs to be designed on, improved on, and that will unfold in due course.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here.
Right. Okay. Thanks very much. Cheers.